A little tune called Cowboys and Indians by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And Earl Grant takes us up to the top of the hour with a tune called Swingin' Gently. I'm Eric O'Brien. O'Brien, stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Production of PBRTV.com. Now, another hour of friendly talk and great music on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
Well, it's lonesome in this old town. Everybody puts me down. I'm a face without a name, just walking in the rain, going back to Houston. Houston, Houston. I got holes in both of my shoes. Well, I'm a walking case of the blues. Saw a dollar yesterday, but the wind blew it away. Going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I haven't eaten in about a week. I'm so hungry when I walk, I squeak. Nobody calls me friend. It's sad, the shape I'm in. Going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. Back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I got a girl with mail for me. Well, at least she said she'd be. I got a home and a big warm bed and a feather pillow for my head. We're going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. Well, it's lonesome in this old town. Everybody puts me down. I'm a face without a name, just walking in the rain, going back to Houston, Houston, Houston.
One of many songs which kept rhythm with a Coke bottle and a spoon. That was Houston by, Dean Martin. Yes, and actually that was written by Lee Hazelwood and first recorded in 1964 by Sanford Clark. Dean Martin didn't get to it until 1965, and it actually did pretty well. Reaching number two on Billboard's Easy Listening chart, so there you go. Started this hour off with the Holly Ridge Strings and My Sweet Lord. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to hour number two of this week's edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, where it is time for a little road trip. Let's go to Montana this time, shall we? East Glacier Park, Montana, to be specific, where the world's largest purple spoon is located. A 25-foot-tall purple spoon in the yard of Spiral Spoons, a shop run by a lovely lady from Georgia who handcrafts cooking spoons from beautiful wood. It's in the tiny town of East Glacier outside of Glacier National Park. She and her family make a living with these original spoons, which attests to their beauty. She also makes wands, apparently. But in August of 2011, the purple spoon was stolen and broken. And they rebuilt it, and it was back in place and looking better than ever in, I believe, 2014 was when they got it put there. Meanwhile, in Nevada City, the Nevada City Music Hall is really cool. It houses the largest selection of player, piano, and automated music machines in North America. Nevada City and Virginia City are gold rush mining towns. It's the music hall is free except for putting change into the music machines. Also in Nevada City, somebody went and saw Big John, and I'm not talking about the song by Jimmy Dean. It was a tall two-story outhouse behind an old hotel. On hot summer days when the wind was not blowing, it was called Big Bad John. It's still not what the song is about. Anyhow, Libby, Montana, finally. The town of Libby doesn't claim that Paul Bunyan's fry pan is the world's largest. It's another fry pan, but it's Paul Bunyan's. It's not necessarily the world's largest, but according to our giant fry pan database, The only one with the with a larger diameter is in Rose Hill, North Carolina, which I believe we talked about a few weeks ago. And it's nowhere as picturesque as Libby's big skillet, which is displayed as a photo op, emphasizing its giantness for snapshot-craving tourists. Paul Bunyan's fry pan was forged in the early 1970s by a construction crew that was building the Libby Dam. For years, it cooked at Libby's annual Lager Days Festival, French bread and oysters, fried fish, so on. Later, saw service at the Northwest Montana Fair with the capacity to fry an amazing 75 dozen eggs at a time. The pan is 18 inches deep, 11 feet wide, and stretches 24.5 feet from the top to the handle to the front edge of the skillet. Yeah, 75 dozen eggs. If you can afford them these days, then you're free to cook them. Here's Lex de Acevedo with Sarah on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
relaxing and easy. With friendly talk and music you know, the better your spring day will go.
Thank you.
This is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Smooth, relaxing, and easy with Herb Alpert and Whipped Cream from the famous album of the same name with the green cover with the woman who is dressed up in a dress of whipped cream. Yes, one of the most famous album covers ever, if not the most famous. Before that, Percy Faith with a theme from The Summer Place. Ronnie Aldridge in there, Almost Like Being in Love. John Fox did Ready to Take a Chance Again. Frank Jaxfield with Heart of Gold and Lex de Azevedo with Sarah. I'm Eric O'Brien in Dateline, Massachusetts. Police there and a helpful passerby came to the rescue of a raccoon spotted stuck with only its head emerging from a hole in a storm drain grate. Now, that may sound like an average story to you, but this one's a little different. Holyoke Police Chief Brian Keenan said officers were flagged down by a local resident named Fernando Rivera Jr., who had spotted the raccoon stuck in a storm drain grate in Heritage Park. I think I said that already. We just added their names. Officers removed the storm drain cover, but the raccoon was still stuck inside, and Rivera stepped in to help and broke open a pair of laundry detergent pods to use as lubricant for the raccoon's head. Oh, boy. After about 20 minutes, officers were able to free the raccoon, according to the post on social media. Animal control came and retrieved it. The post thanked Rivera for getting the animal in distress the help that he needed. It needed. Don't know if it was a he or she, but anyhow, a saved raccoon, thankfully. And Tide Pods. Wow. Anyhow, a Michigan bookstore convened a book brigade of more than 300 people to move 9,100 pieces of inventory from its old location to its new space, one book at a time. Michelle Tuplin, owner of Serendipity Books in Chelsea, Michigan, put out a call for volunteers when it came time to move the store's location to a larger facility, only about 350 feet from its former location. The more than 300 volunteers and one dog formed human chains and one dog between the two buildings and passed books one at a time in alphabetical order. People really consider independent bookstores theirs, she told a news source. It really is a part of the community, and they have ownership. She said the entire operation lasted for less than 2 hours to move 9,000 books. To see the community come out and, you know, put all those books, put all those words that they say, usually say, into action, is truly just meant the world. It was overwhelming. She said there were people of all ages at the event as well. There was a 91-year-old woman. There was a good customer who has issues with his heart. And there was somebody with their 6-year-old child. We figured if we just did it book by book, everybody could be involved. And it took less than 2 hours. Amazing. Here's Paul Marriott with his famous recording of Love is Blue on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Although he didn't win many awards in English class because the title of that song is in terrible grammar. He did do very well in that. That was Lobo, whose real name was Kent Lavoy, and that's from 1971. Me and You and a Dog Named Boo, it is considered bubblegum soft rock. But anyhow, the chart history on it is pretty good because it reached number one on the U.S. Adult Contemporary Billboard chart. It reached number eight on the Cashbox, so it didn't do too well there. Better than some, of course, but not as well as it did on the Billboard chart. Before that, we had Frank Chatfield's rendition of that. I will have to get Perry Como's rendition of that because that's kind of comical. And, of course, Paul Mariotte in there was with Love is Blue. I'm Eric O'Brien. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Here's David Qualley and Santa Cruz.
Thank you.
Is your day rough, irritating, and difficult? Spend a couple of hours with smooth, relaxing, and easy. And suddenly, your day will be brighter.
Thank you.
This is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Relaxing and easy with Caravelli in the strings there with Save Your Kisses for Me. Before that, the Hank Levine Singers with Pen in Hand from the pen of Bobby Goldsboro, one of his more uplifting lyrics. Seriously. Alan, too, before that, I Won't Last a Day Without You. The Klebanoff Strings, All I Have to Do is Dream. Craig Duncan with Annie's Song. And David Qualley started that set with Santa Cruz. I'm Eric O'Brien. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And we need to synchronize our time here. Thank you, Juanita Banana. That was lovely. Here's Bob James and the theme from Taxi, known as Angela. Smooth, relaxing, and easy. Well, we've reached the end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh, and is a production of PBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y9-49. 3 more to go before the new year. Tempest sure does fugit.
Separate dollar kid, adamant plus skillful at luxury, kite accurate equals noise asterisk create, expressed rail, barbarous, leather chop 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 chop.
FX3, take one, gurney, steady.
seat.